The Minerals Management Service today approved Shell Alaska's oil and gas exploration plan for the Chukchi Sea. There are still a number of hurdles Shell will have to get past before their drill rig, the Frontier Discoverer, can start work in July. MMS Alaska Region Director John Gall says Shell will need a host of other permits, Marine Mammal Protection Act authorizations, as well as an air quality permit from the EPA. Because of the Endangered Species Act listing for polar bears, Gall says MMS consulted with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and received an opinion that the plan wouldn't jeopardize the species, but the designation of critical habitat is still in the draft stage.
Assuming Fish and Wildlife Service comes to completion on that when they're supposed to in June, we would be working with them actually before that date to see if there's any other conditions we might have to put on the plan with regard to the critical habitat between now and when Shell would be planning to go.
Beyond these logistics, there are two lawsuits to satisfy. One challenges the entire five-year lease plan for the Outer Continental Shelf area that was put into place in the final days of the Bush administration for 2007 to 2012. Gall says the plan has been remanded back to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar for review and possible correction.
There's also a lawsuit on our Chukchi Sea Sale 193, and that has been in a stay condition while the remand of the 2007 to 2012 program, you know, has been until that works itself out.
But Shell Alaska Vice President Pete Slaby sees today's decision as an indication that MMS and Salazar approve of their plan. He says the most critical component will be getting the EPA air quality permit for the drill ship. He says Shell has invested $25 million in catalytic converters for the ship's diesel engines. He says if they get the needed permits, they'll probably drill first in the Burger Prospect, which is 70 miles offshore and about 80 miles from the whaling village of Wainwright. Slaby says the area is crucial for extending the life of the TAPS line, and the Burger Field could provide an anchor for other lesser developments.
It would mean that all of these smaller, what I call middle-class fields that you've got in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, might become more viable in that an evacuation route or a pipeline across that area could be enabled by a large discovery such as Burger. And so that turns on oil for the 50 million barrel prospects that right now, you know, frankly can't support the infrastructure to be developed.
Slaby says if they get the green light, the summer 2010 exploration season would mean 400 jobs, with potentially many thousands more if large-scale OCS development occurs. Stan Senner is the Director of Conservation Science for the Ocean Conservancy. Senner says the approval is premature. He says MMS should have conducted a full environmental analysis before proceeding.
This will expose wildlife and residents of the coastal region to increase disturbance, noise, air, and water pollution. And all of this is on top of the effects of a changing climate.
Environmental organizations have called for halting OCS exploration and development until more is known about cumulative impacts of development and climate change stress on the Arctic's animals and people. Carolyn Cannon is the president of the Native Village of Point Hope. She says she's very upset about today's decision. She says Alaska learned the hard way with the Exxon Valdez that an oil spill can have negative impacts for decades, and she's particularly worried about trying to clean up oil in harsh Arctic conditions.
I don't think they've given it much consideration, and they need to think about the surrounding village that relies on our subsistence food, our food chain.
Cannon says they are reviewing their legal options now. Ocean Conservancy Center says there are several permit areas that can still be challenged before Shell gets the final go-ahead.